She's taking a cue from the old man and the moms. Karenna Gorshiff is getting divorced. She split from her husband.
All right.
The guy's a doctor and some sort of technical venture capitalist now.
Sure.
And the word is that they got bored, and they have three kids, and it's very sad. But if Larry King can reunite with the wife for the sake of the kids, I mean, come on.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. They're not going to get anything out of it. As, for example, the Courtyard Hounds were able to do, and Charlie Robinson. The Courtyard Hounds are the two sisters from the Dixie Chicks. I can't think of it. Marty or whatever her name is. And Emily. Emily was married to Charlie Robinson. Well, Charlie Robinson, I mean, I don't know. I know Charlie, but I don't know her. But he's got to be a long day, don't you think?
No doubt.
I mean, wouldn't you think, Charles?
Yeah, absolutely. Got to be.
We've had Charlie on the show, and I love Charlie, but...
But come on.
But and she may be a long day as well, because the information that we have is that he's the one who filed for divorce back a couple of years ago. So they were married 9 years, have three kids. But he got an album out of it. So.
Country songs.
Yeah, in which he addressed the issues.
Yeah. Say.
And now, in a review I read of this current Courtyard Hounds album, which is great, by the way, apparently Emily wrote a bunch of the songs, or maybe all of them, and apparently she got they're autobiographical in nature, many of them, so. Because there's some great records, the great songs on this record. And they'll be in tomorrow to sing them. So, but Al Gore's not going to get him. Well, what's he going to do? He's not going to be able to.
I'm going to go into country music.
No, you know, I guess he could write a book about it.
Or
his daughter could, but they're not going to get a record out of it.
No, well, I don't think so.
All right, 17 after the hour. Uh-oh, you know what this sounds like, Charles?
What's the deal?
Courtyard Hounds.
Uh-oh.
From their album. Ain't no sign.